I have seen beyond the bounds of infinity and drawn down demons from the stars. I have harnessed the shadows that stride from world to world to sow death and madness.
You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, and Josh. I am your game master, Veronica.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I'm Mike, and hey, who are you over there?
Hey, it's your dungeon. No, I'm just kidding. It's Stacy. At this point, you're probably wondering what the fuck is going to happen in the second part of our 2-year anniversary special.
But in true madness-inducing fashion, we're leaving you on the edge of your seat to bring you Bloopisode number 5, and yes, Hero finally gets into a Bloopisode.
We appreciate you all sticking with us through the last few months while we try to get back on track. Unfortunately, part of our cast has been ill lately, and that's caused some issues with our recording schedule.
Yeah, I mean, when 50% of our cast is down, we've definitely got to take a pause. But that doesn't mean we aren't going to try and get you as awesome a content as we possibly can every single release date. So we hope that you join us in sending our well wishes off to our ill cast members so we can get back to giving you our regular content.
Getting into it, here is Bloopisode number 5. These are takes from Season 2, Episodes 13 through 18. Enjoy!
Oh yeah. 13. Remember that one.
What's up, guys?
I can't explain it. You guys, you wouldn't understand. I'm so complex.
Is it your dark past?
Like, my past.
Doing?
Oh, it's itchy.
This is what happens when you swear at your children like Mike.
What?
Mike swears at his kids and they're like, "I want condoms." What?
No, Carter will do that just randomly. She'll just be like, "Fuck." And we're like, "No. That's what Daddy says."
Don't fucking say that, Carter. Fuck.
I'm going to take a quick.
No. Are you going to take
a quick?
I'm going to take a quick look. That sounded like an elephant. What the hell?
Elephant's queef.
I think about that. But also really need to hear that.
Every time somebody mentions something like that, I always think about coughing and vaginas. Every time.
She drops you on the ground and you take 1 point of damage.
Lethal?
On your
bum. To your erect penis.
It's broken.
It's bent. It's like
six
this
inches
now.
Of thickness, so it has a lot of hit points.
I think I need to cry. Hold on. I need to make myself cry.
Start punching yourself. Pinching. A little slap in the face. You got this.
For the sake of the drama. Oh my god. But still.
Gross sobbing. I want gross sobbing.
I feel awful.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
Josh had 2 Veronica rerolls and 3 personal rerolls. So now it's at a total of 6.
I hate this game. All right.
I'll use them one day.
It'll be the day that we meet Cthulhu. I'm sure of it.
He attacks. No, he doesn't. He attacks again. No, he doesn't.
Keep on. I can go a little while.
Combat is 7 rounds, literally.
I'm using my run feet. He jumps over the fence.
Tricky bastard.
Walks right past you. and carefully walks up the stairs.
I paralyze him.
I mean, I'm not going to bring in a second NPC. That's just asking too much from me. So she's just going to...
I'll be 42.
She's going to realize, like, huh? Ugh. So sleepy.
I'm 42. I'm a girl, and oh, my dark past. Oh, fuck. Never mind. I'm trying to bring another NPC into the mix.
Jesus Christ, Josh.
You specifically said you weren't going to do
that. I mean, you always have the option to wake up the NPC or whatever. I mean, that's totally... I'm just not going to voluntarily be like, Jack, here's 42. Hi, Jack.
Hello, 42.
So I'm going to use my reroll. Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Jack Swearjar. That's good news for me, bad news for you.
All right. Oh, you dick.
Can you believe I went from a fucking 1 to a 20?
No, probably not. Yeah, you definitely hear a gunshot.
I've slept through a shotgun shot before.
In the next room?
No lie. Mm-hmm. In a trailer house.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Were you a child or were you drunk?
No, I was like 13.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you were jacking it.
I'm going to go back in the house. I want to take a look at the security cameras.
Okay, so you go into the closet and it's cozy in there.
I'll come out of the closet.
Yes.
Fuck.
Stacy loves that pussy all over her face.
Explains face. Everything.
Bitch. You guys, you set me up for that on purpose.
Smear it on my forehead.
What is happening? What is? I don't understand, Josh.
She Isn't coughs that into that doing? Shit.
I will come out of the surveillance. Why can't I say that fucking word? I just said
surveillance?
It. Fuck it. I just come out of the closet because I'm done with that other word.
Just say you leave the room.
I walk up to Eddie and I slap him in his face.
It's hot. I'll be back.
What? You're going to rub one out? Why is your camera off, Veronica?
She's in the pool.
Bro. I'm in an awkward situation right now. My back is really hurting, and so I keep having to stretch, and it's making my boobs stick out, and I don't like that. So.
I thought you maybe got hot and took your shirt off.
Oh my God, such a good idea. Hold on.
Just got so much hotter in that closet.
I'm like fucking sweating. It's so hot in here.
Oh my God, I have the door open. I turned the air down. No one's bugging me. This is great.
You should just come out of the closet like I did.
Shut up, Stacy. Not everyone is as privileged as you to be able to just walk out of the closet.
Rub pussies on your foreheads.
I don't understand.
I don't even understand what that goof is.
I think I saw that in a porns. Once. Oh,
that's really odd.
Oh, in Fifty Shades is normal.
You know what would make a great porno is if we found two chicks and we made them rub their pussies on each other's foreheads. That would be the bomb. What?
I don't even know if that's possible. Mostly when in a 69 situation.
I'm not.
I think one would have to be on her back, and the other would be straddling and just romp, ramp, ramp, ramp right on the forehead.
I don't know.
Well, I know what to do with the Patreon money now.
I'm just super excited that is actually recorded.
Oh gosh.
See, it makes up really porno.
$30 a month, guys.
And this is the new stretch goal. Yes.
That's definitely
somehow
a stretch.
I see it coming in real fast after that gets announced.
Yeah, coming.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
What did you do?
Robots don't sneeze.
Oh, can that be the name of this episode?
Robots don't sneeze. No.
Eddie sneezes.
Tess immediately says, wait, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Eddie scratches his butt sack.
Wait, why'd you do that?
Why do you have a butt sack?
Yeah.
And I'll take a chair and sit it next to Lily's. Then and then I'll paralyze her.
What is it with you and paralyzing people, damn it? You slap me, I paralyze you.
Like, no, it's the way you have to say it. You have to say it a certain way. Mike knows what I'm talking about. That was very important, because I'm trying to build this relationship between Eddie and Lily so that it could be tragic when it all goes awry.
Because we will have to die. We're well aware.
Oh, I was going to say when they can't have kids.
Oh, we could just steal one.
Yeah, clone them. Make them robot children. Hell, I could become a robot. I could be a robot.
It's pretty bitchy.
Do you have a little robot in you? Do you want one?
So you guys sit there for 45 minutes and just hold hands?
I'm sure we talk and stuff. It wouldn't be all...
I'm just asking. No hand stuff, mouth stuff.
I get kind of a weird boner.
Oh. Okay.
Look at this. We all support each other here.
Not me.
Okay. Nope. Roll sanity right now.
You got a question? At it. Roll sanity.
Yeah.
Is the sky blue? Nope.
Roll sanity!
Sanity!
How's my pee look? It's a little yellow. Oh, I thought it was hydrated!
Roll sanity!
I'm gonna have to re-roll that because I rolled a one.
You are such a pussy!
Bitch! We're 30-some-odd episodes in. You've used all your shit. Don't even.
Well, I didn't use it on ones.
Why else would I use it? The swear jar is going against me, son. I don't want to lose any of my characters. I'm not you.
Whatever. We can fix you. Whatever.
I ask her if she wants to hump in the dirt.
I could go for a good humping.
In the dirt, sleazy bastard.
In the dirt is code word for corpse.
Corpse butthole.
Ugh. What? Make a new hole. It was a lady thing.
Ladies have buttholes.
Well, you know.
I don't know why, but it just seemed like from your tone of voice, Mike, that you're like, oh yeah.
No, actually, I was considering very gross things, so I won't go into that.
Way to go.
That moment when your necrophilia just passes through your mind again.
97. I might be a little crazy.
You gonna re-roll or you gonna keep it?
Oh, no, I'm gonna keep it.
All right.
Stacy, you are awesome.
Shut up, Mike. You're such a bitch.
Well, you know, I mean, it didn't have to be necrophilia. It could have been like I could have been into cats. It could have just been strange sexual desires. That's what the thing is, so... Even if I had a re-roll, she could have just used her powers against me, either way.
All right, you no longer want to fuck dead corpses. You specifically want to fuck Eric. Go.
I don't know, I think that would have been a cleaner blow for everyone, honestly.
Hello?
Are you trying to fuck my ass? Bam. Okay, where's your backup character?
This is my pillow. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Well, no, it's good. We can use it to prop your ass up for sex times with Eddie. Oh, God.
I was going to say, I put it in a bowl and pour milk over the top of it.
No.
Yum, yum.
I might see if Tess will stay with me.
For sex stuff?
For science.
Cam, roll drive.
I get on the bus. Cam drives off without me. Oh, fuck, bro!
I ram him with the bus. Cat is so fucking confused. Oh shit, I gotta stop saying that. We're recording. My children are present. I don't need to curse.
He's not fucking in here.
Oh my god. That was so fucking
was so great.
Happy fucking birthday. This is your birthday song. Happy, happy birthday. Your character won't last long. Hey!
That was great.
Two. Oh. No, sorry. Four.
Oh, what?
Wait, how did you get two?
I just looked at the number on the side.
Wait, have you been doing it wrong this whole time?
No, I know how to read dice.
But are you sure?
It landed on the four, and I'm just like, two.
What?
Let me take off my hat for this one, fix my hair.
I know, right?
There's no fixing it.
No, you need to put that hat back on. No,
shit out of luck.
Okay.
So you are at -3 now, Mike, right?
That's the way I took
okay.
it.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
What if we just fuck around with him until he is just dead? And it's just us, like, fucking around. It's like it's nothing tragic. Just like a...
Yeah. How do you like being the dead person?
Stop kicking yourself.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for Mike.
Dude, it's my fucking birthday. You're breaking my dick.
Stop fucking kittens.
I can't help it. I love the pussy.
I love vagina.
Oh, God. Poor Mike. On his birthday.
Hey, you know what, though?
His birthday. He got the I'm a die, and we've just been kicking the shit out of him.
You know what? At least he got some pussy on his birthday.
I turned Mike into the biggest pussy, and then I made him fuck that same pussy. So.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're wasting water. Which is one of the greatest crimes in the universe.
Thought it was paper.
Yes.
Mike, I've already gotten so close to killing you. Don't tempt me.
Don't be a pussy, Josh.
You are in a closet, hogtied for fucking a kitten.
Shh.
I took a fucking one, alright? On my fucking birthday.
And look where that got right? you. Look where that got
you. You have to take this roll, Josh. That's my birthday wish.
You took a one today.
I don't give a shit.
I did take a one today.
Took a one to my face.
And your dad is I'd dick. Like to...
I'd like to take a one on your face.
Oh.
Ew.
Wait, what?
Josh, what the fuck? Why are we talking about golden showers? And you may send me your character sheet.
Oh, what?
Happy birthday, bitch!
Shut the fuck up. I didn't even know that was a thing.
He has lost more than 20% of his sanity.
And we got fucked, y'all.
Yeah. But you know what? This
you shouldn't have fucked the cat.
This goes to show you.
I had a choice.
Yeah, this goes to show you that one bad sanity roll can be the end for your character.
He was apparently at like fucking like 80 something sanity.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have her re-roll it?
Mike is very true.
Pussy.
Because this is fucking awesome. I will stand by. Emmett played out the way Emmett should play out. Because Emmett's fucking awesome. In a bad way.
This is fucking awesome. I'm gonna fuck some cats. I think you're just an oozy bitch.
An oozy?
No. Boozy? I'll say boozy. Anyways.
Is that a compliment?
Do you store a gelatinous cube in your vag?
Ew.
Wouldn't it be a...
Her vag is a gelatinous cube.
No.
Something else.
No.
It sucks
cylinder?
You in, takes your dick away, and spits you back out.
It dissolves
your skeleton. I feel
like something's
dissolving me.
It says one thing. Mine?
Orange card. All right.
What's an orange card?
It's been so long.
It is.
I know.
I haven't seen
really
the visual.
Similar to this.
That's not orange.
That's yellow.
I said similar. I said it's similar.
It's not even similar.
Like, it's a card?
Well, I mean, yellow and makes orange here somewhere, right?
Yeah, yellow is half of orange. God. It's you people half, need to read a fucking book that isn't porn.
There's porn books?
I have no idea what 50 Shades of Grey is about, even. Oh, I mean, other than
apparently
bullshit.
A common passage in that book is she bites her lips.
Lots of people do that.
I think so. No, but when it's an every time occurrence.
It's really? Like,
what if it was like,
that's like her reaction to sexy things is, oh my. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, when everyone knows that lips, when you get Stacey, turned on as a lady, you just
that's what
slip
I say.
Your finger and, you know, tickle your butthole a little bit. That's the real wow. response to sexiness.
No, I thought it was like lip biting, like is that sexy?
Don't mind my lower lip. It's not downbeat.
You're supposed
those
to
two children,
the upper
Josh.
Lip, so
they
you,
were,
you know.
They were gifts.
Is that how like half orcs show their sexiness? Is they bite their upper lip?
Or pugs?
Yeah. They try to show you how big their like underbite is.
When I'm finished, I slap him on the arm where his wound is, and I'm like, "How's that feel?"
Can I punch her in the tit?
Yeah, roll will not to.
I want to roll reflex to get out of the way.
Let's see if he makes it first.
13 plus 7 is 20 on my will.
Okay, so he's gonna like kind of pull back his arm, like, you know, super angry. But you knew what you were doing, so go ahead and roll reflex to see if you can get out of the way here.
17 plus a 6 is 23.
Okay, she ducks out of the way.
Really wasn't gonna hit you, but that was a real bitch move.
I'm just making sure you still have feeling. I'm not a.
You're not working on my spine.
Well, I'm not a trained professional. I just, you know, figured that the bullet needed to come out and then the squishy parts need to go back together. So we're good.
She's taking all the fleet enemas. And mustard. She wants all the mustard packets. Are there hot dogs? Are there hot dogs spinning on a little
there's
thing?
No food. There's no food stuffs.
So, oh, there's no snacks or like Twinkies
no.
or anything?
Is there catnip?
Why would there be catnip at a gas station, shithead?
Dude, sometimes they have cat toys and stuff. It depends on what kind of gas station you've got.
This is the international symbol for there's a car.
Oh, I thought you were
or
jacking off
I'm
two bros.
Or jacking off
that's what
off
he usually does.
It's... I should have done this. Woo! I'm doing a really good job of it. They have outward curved penises, so I have to do this.
Eric cannot avoid pushing buttons and playing with shit he should leave alone. It all started with the damn TV. Look, I can make it louder!
It's true. It's inside the cash register drawer.
That's where it would be!
How would you know that, Luna?
I don't know that. Stacy knows that. But I'm just saying, what if it's an alarm? Red buttons are bad!
Eric went to school and stuff. He never worked at a gas station. Oh, that's mean.
I worked at a gas station. I went to school, you asshole.
Burn! Okay. Warren Mason, deceased.
Boom, bitches!
I totally forgot about him.
You totally forgot about him.
I don't care for him, though, so, yeah.
And he's dead. This is the most depressing news ticker in the world. He don't look alive no more, do we? I'm sorry, Orch Card, but the library puns won't stop.
It's too bad he lost his insanity for corpses. He'd have been right at home in there.
Gross.
Wait, how do you think he became king?
Well,
just like you were picking up a dirty sock.
Okay.
I paralyze him.
Okay.
That just may happen.
It's delayed reactions are my favorite. How long is the lag? Pause. Oh.
Poor guy, because he was taking that 15 seconds of silence to mean, like, keep going. So he kept running over Veronica.
You just keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh, no, now he's way behind.
Yeah, what are you hearing right now?
Oh, fuck.
Three.
How the fuck am I getting that far
behind?
This is pissing me off.
One.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It really jumped.
Oh, boy.
It really jumped.
Hey, Hiroshi.
That was, like, about 10 seconds.
Hiroshi, you're on a regular computer, right?
Fuck?
Be sure to tell Eric that my whereabouts and my existence should be of the utmost discretion.
I reply back.
Oh, what a convenient
thing. Too late.
Veronica, you die. You just meta'd.
What are you talking about? I'm the GM. I know, I only meta.
Give me just a second, you guys. I gotta fix my wiener.
Everybody's
like, what?
His headphones.
It was Emmett.
What's wrong? I assume that's what he meant by his wiener.
Completely unfazed.
Yeah. Don't judge. And I'm gonna put on these pink headphones.
Pink.
Oh, I can hear myself now. So the rest
of us.
Now
we all have a horrible experience.
Let me get my hangout toolbox because everybody's like loud and clear through my Yeti now. Damn. Actually, why don't I just turn my volume down? Hey, it's funny how that works.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, the little headphone volume knob. It's insane.
I have to adjust you guys individually.
Is it because I'm quiet?
No, I have to turn you down the most.
Oh, well.
It's second is Josh, right? And I have to turn Stacy up.
And I have to turn Hiroshi on.
So you can get an audible boner.
Boy,
most audible boner. Part of me actually kind of wants to put the Yeti to my crotch at the end of this just to give Renaku that knowledge.
So warm.
Down there. He has to talk into that. All right.
Yeah, so, I have to talk into that.
Yeah, it's his own dick juice.
He's sitting there like, it tastes so much better now. You're
just
doing
even
it
more
wrong.
Reason to get right up on that mic.
Kung Pao. Oh, that's Chinese. Spicy tuna roll. That's
racist.
Japanese. Actually, that's like California.
I thought that was sushi.
I'm not a racist. I'm leftist. I'm against people with left hands. Not people who are left-handed. People with left hands.
Preference for left hands.
I assume you guys are looking for books in Mr. West's place.
Yeah, we...
Is this while you guys are driving?
I sure hope so.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say.
No, we're just standing in the middle of the street. My friend's dying.
I don't
care. Do a little game of tic-tac-toe.
I don't know why, Mike, but I kind of picture your character as the short... John Leguizamo from Moulin Rouge.
Oh my god.
I don't know why, but that is exactly what I imagine. Like, you're just this tiny little guy.
Well, he...
Toulouse-Lautrec.
He is shorter.
I think that's short, but yeah. I kind of have similar, like, facial structure and everything. That's
funny. He is shorter,
or
though.
Or Spawn.
So.
Spawn.
He was also in Spawn. And he was also on his knees in Spawn.
Oh, gosh. I'm just saying that that's what I imagined.
Okay.
All right, so let's go.
So we got John Leguizamo and Cain Velasquez working for the Library of Congress. I love it.
Best job ever. Their HR department is top notch. I hate you guys. Guys are so dumb. So stupid. Dumb. Okay.
I turn to Eric and I paralyze him. Never gets old.
As my last act before I die, I grab my knife back and slit his dick.
That escalated quickly.
I'm not even in the room. Are you talking about that woman?
Dude, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to meta it right off.
Damn. Wait, like chop in half or hot dog style?
Oh, please hot dog it.
Oh, just straight in half down the middle. So he's got like two things flopping about.
Like, two half dicks.
Poor Eric.
Aw, ladies, there's no need to fight.
You want to see my Cthulhu tentacles?
Okay, well, that was gross. Eric and Ronald. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Ronald is crying. I need to write your name on here.
Which way's the thing go again?
Wait, what?
The Cthulhu dice, Josh.
What do you mean?
Because the six look just like nines.
Oh, it should come to a point on the top.
Oh, okay. So I got 29 then. So I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, well, either way, it would have been a 26, well, Mike.
But I still need to know that. Screwed up or something.
He just liked that anticipation.
Just kill that man.
I thought it was the difference between, like, 98 and 68.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait. Were you guys fucking?
What? You're so dumb, Josh.
I can't stop.
Is that canon? Are you really saying that?
No. Beginning retinal scan.
Beginning fucking your mom.
Fucking your mom, complete.
This was a triumph.
I'm making a note here.
Huge success. Gay butt loving. Were you guys fucking?
I didn't expect you to say anything about it.
Why would you even?
I didn't think you were
going to
check the chat while you were talking, so I was like, well, I'll just talk to Hiroshi.
For the record, I am completely okay with that.
I'm okay with it too, obviously.
With them being funky butt loving.
Okay, you're good.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of words.
Good morning. Yeah, okay. Shut up, bitch.
Cut.
Can I do this? Message one. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, sure.
I Google furry porn. Rule 34 on Cthulhu and Friends.
You see images of Luna. What? I thought Luna. I deleted those.
Something in her butt. Her cat butt.
Or ringworm.
Unable to find your butt buddy.
I gotta have that crunchy anal sex with all the gears and stuff inside. You're supposed to say pending, Stacy. Get your shit together.
The bee is still thinking.
Now I know where that oatmeal sound came from. It's all that food mush that he had stored back there.
Derp to der. Mary Mason would have already known this.
Well, no shit, but she's also on drugs.
The helper AI pops up. It looks like you're trying to locate someone.
Fucking Clippy. All right, one more.
Say Cthulhu.
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 Sorry, it's so cute. I had to share it. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
You kind of mumbled that last part. That's what? That's Josh. I know. It's scary.
Hello! Oh, she can't hear me.
No. She's waving.
She can see you, though. That's more than enough.
Computer erase recent history.
Denied.
I don't want people to know that I look up butt sex.
I'm sorry, Eric. I can't let you do that.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. Okay.
Just give it a lick.
Sweet, okay. Sweet lemonade.
We're going to lick Josh's beard. It's a new Patreon tier.
Ew. Don't do that.
Whatever.
That's got to be the $100 tier, because...
I bet you Josh would let people lick his beard for a lot less than $100.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying,
give
me
$5 and you can
lick it.
$5 a lick. I mean, that's fine. Or a buck. Fuck it.
And if you get any pepperonis, they're mine. And a bolt of lightning crashes down, bursting apart Tess's electric fence, and in its place, dun dun dun! A St. Bernard dog. Go ahead, do what you want.
I paralyze it.
It's highly ineffective.
Since this...
Okay, so everyone's on the bus. Back to Innsmouth.
And we get to Innsmouth.
Uh-huh.
I drive over
is there
the
anything that happens?
Nope. You get to Innsmouth. It's a deserted town. Nothing is going on here. You go back to Tess's.
Oh, that, and that's the end of season two.
What's up? What?
That was me dropping my phone.
That's why we don't wave our hands at the table.
Hey, I do what I want at the table. You ain't ever seen no long dick.
Remind me not to invite you to fondue.
Hey, dick fondue. Come on, man. So, true story. The other day, I was all sneezy and gross and nasty. And runny nose was really bad. And I had a mustache. That is what made me cut off my mustache. Getting snot in your mustache is no joke.
Don't you just
Stacey
wipe
knows
it
what
out?
I'm talking about.
Mustaches are...
That's why you shave yours, I know.
They're good for some things.
I feel like I should grow my beard out, though, and, like, put you to shame.
Me? That wouldn't take much.
Well, both of you.
Do a mime accent? That's not funny, bro. You think you're funny, but you're not.
I think it was funny.
Isn't that more a facial expression?
That's because you are an idiot.
It means he has to shut the fuck up. That's what I like.
That's not gonna happen.
We don't pay Josh to shut the fuck up.
I would.
I hope that's just a statue.
You guys should be seeing a bus in a cave.
I only see what appears to be the head of a penis.
Okay. I was gonna say.
Oh, sorry, you were looking at my screen.
No, the cave. Yeah, no.
You're seeing the end of my long dick.
Why don't do maps? God damn it, these. No, no.
Stacy, shrink it down and move it. You fuck
no,
whip.
Literally, I see the cave. There's nothing in the cave, though.
Perfect. How are you seeing everything, though? I'm the GM of this game.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you. I see a South Park guy.
It's literally not even listening him in here.
Yeah, like...
I see...
Shut up then. Okay, shut up, Josh. Shut up. Jesus.
He's logged in with your account.
Are you logged in with my account?
I can't do that.
I know.
This is on my Hangout, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wompity womp.
No, have you switched over onto your own username?
Yes, I used my own account.
I'm just saying, I was the last one to use your computer.
Let me see something. Fuck.
Two new chat messages. Veronica.
Yeah, it just says Veronica G. I'm just giving Mike a character real quick.
Why am I the big fat shirtless guy?
Who's like sprawled out? You're getting a cave tan.
He is fucking a dirt hole. Sorry, I'm trying to be mature, but it's not working out because Mike is laughing. I wasn't going to do anything, and then he started laughing like a putz.
I don't get it.
He's just like, sounds like he's jerking it.
He has one fist.
Your face is grimacing while you're holding a long rod.
I'm a long dick.
Boys.
You guys are retarded.
Yeah. Boys.
Gotta step it.
Boys.
Cultic sex. Sects. Not sex.
I was like, what? This is not gonna be good.
Shoggoth comes dripping out of the giant statue's nostril.
Now that's some post-nasal drip. What up, up, what up, up, wow. I put on the One Ring.
What?
You can't see me anymore.
Do you want to know what you see? It's going to be bad.
Balls.
So
nothing
many balls.
But 80-year-old hairy, sweaty balls. I just realized I have just described fucking coke.
I was like, I know this is not where she's going with it, but I need to be sure. Strong.
The end of season 2. Lily's a fucking coke addict.
I snorted all. I snort the powder. What do you want from me?
Where's Riley when you need her?
She just be all in there. Guys, look what I fucking found. This is fucking awesome.
No, she wouldn't even say anything. She's like, found this empty box with a pipe.
I'm gonna do it by myself.
Okay, you selfish bitch. You need to share the blow.
Right?
Do you read aloud or do you read in your mind?
1 year later, Stacy, what do you do?
Well,
you begin to summon the outer god Nyarlathotep. How the fuck, guys? How the fuck is this happening? I was really hoping you'd get something that we haven't encountered yet, so that would have been amazing.
I'm gonna make you re-roll.
Oh, Stacy.
I think I don't want to deal with Nyarlathotep again.
Okay.
What do you want to deal with, Stacy?
You know what? I kind of want something new. I want a little something extra. I mean, I like Nyarlathotep, but I'm going to go a little chaotic here, guys. Give me something new, V.
All right. Right.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends. Bud sex. The end.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends. That doesn't sound like oatmeal.
Veronica, do you want to maybe start the episode?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Hey, what the fuck?
What the
okay,
fuck?
Okay, let's do this, because I'm tired.
I know, he took a nap while you guys were out in a boot. He went and laid down on the bed.
Oot in a boot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going out for a rip, or are you about?
Oot in a boat. All right, here we go.
Just out for a rip.
Multi-track, Josh, just go over it.
I'm sorry, I'll mute now.
It's multi-track.
Multi-track. Oh, barely.
I don't get any of these jokes. Everything that you guys are saying just sounds like Canadian French to me, and I don't understand it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Cthulhu.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we're doing.
We're on separate tracks.
You're going to distract me and make it. I'm going to end up stopping anyway because you won't shut the fuck up.
Let me go.
You've got this, Josh. You can do it.
Let me go get my guitar.
Okay, seriously, Josh, I'm just going to go, wah, wah, and then I will show you that you can clear this.
No, I believe you, Hiroshi.
Wow! I'm at chokes on a kitten.
I'm at
cut.
Shut up, you dicks!
Doomsday.
Beer and ale. Beer and ale.
I'll be right back. I gotta make another drink.
Oh, me too.
I have to poop.
Well.
Jesus,
that was not the time.
Way too long, bro. Yeah.
Is that code?
No, it's yeah, it's code for I need to take a shit.
No. I have to fart. That's a really smoky fart.
I know.
She's gone a little bit overboard.
I just farted.
I didn't hear that one. I'm so proud of you.
It was a squiker. All the one-liners, you guys. Fucking stop it.
It's the shtick.
It looks like it, looks like his library membership is revoked.
There should be a poof with a clap, like a Batman Ron punch thing. Should just say like clap,
boff.
Just
clap.
Just throw
it. What if it seems like my ass has the clap? That doesn't seem good.
I'm pretty sure it's relatively humorous.
Bloop-tastic, you guys. All right, back at it.
That was so funny if that's why your farts sound like they do, is because your ass has the clap.
That's canon now, right?
It explains so much.
That's the only negative effect of the clap is that your ass claps.
Doesn't seem that bad.
No.
Why? Why? I don't need to hear your ass clap against the chair when you fart. I don't.
It's because I'm using the wooden chair.
And it's horrible. His one wing is upside down because, you know, I'm drinking. Leave me alone.
Well, maybe he's just doing, you know, a little.
He's walking like
flaps.
Egyptian.
He's pre-flighting. He's pre-flighting that.
That's it.
That's what I think about that.
Damn, that's sexy.
We use a ra 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 ma ma ga ga ooh la la. Watch out, my romance.
I want your ugly. I want your disease.
Because King. King Emmett is Lady
Gaga.
Oh,
yay!
Broken dick and all.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride.
Oh, he doesn't have a disco stick anymore.
He's got a disco stump.
It's just
he's
bent.
Got a disco L.
Bent.
I'm so glad that we have this all recorded.
Me too.
Alright guys, well thanks again for sticking with us for 2 whole years.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride for me ever since I joined the crew. The fact that we've been going for 2 years and you've been taking this entire ride with us, it's an honor for me. Seriously, Creepers, thank you so much.
It can't be said enough. Like, without the Creepers, we would be nothing. And we appreciate you guys and your support and your friendship above all, more than anything.
Speaking of support, I don't know if you've checked out Project Bombshell yet, but you need to. You can head on over there at www.kickstarter.com/projects/17090.
Whoa, Mike.
All right. Hey, Mike, why don't we back down on that a little bit? It's a bit of a convoluted URL, don't you think, Stace?
A little bit, yeah. But if you go to kickstarter.com, you can type in Project Bombshell in the search bar, and we're the only thing that comes up.
The best thing that comes up. Now, the first book, The Man Jack, has been fully funded, and we are so close to hitting that $5,000 stretch goal, which will fund Rise of the Cat People. Now, the art's done by Beth Treadway, our intrepid, wonderful, glorious, beautiful, incredible art director behind Cav. And we're also going to be adding some new tiers and releasing a sneak peek of art from Kim Stonick for a possible fourth book about Eddie that V is already writing. We're going to be changing up the tiers a little bit to offer rewards if we hit those stretch goals. Guys, seriously, this is by the Creepers, for the Creepers. Go out, tell your friends, let them know, because this is entirely worth it, and it's all thanks to you.
Speaking of by the Creepers, for the Creepers, Rob Weeks, or @ZombieSlag on Twitter, is back at it again. We'll be kicking off our second annual Creeper Christmas next month. From October 1st through October 31st, we'll be taking signups by email. There will be no limit or requirement to your gifting. Handmade items are definitely encouraged. Whether you send a nice card, a painting, or a copy of the Necronomicon, it's the thought that counts. The only expectation is that everyone involved is respectful of one another. As a reminder, there will also be an option to have your gift sent to a neutral location where I will pick it up and then forward it on to you. So I'm the only one that you'll be sharing your address with.
Now, if I remember correctly, Creeper Christmas worked out pretty nice for a lot of folks last year.
Yeah, guys, Creeper Christmas is an absolute blast, and it's a fun way to interact with the entire Creeper community. So if you want to find out more about the Creeper Christmas, Project Bombshell, or what we had for lunch, make sure you keep up with all of the information we post on Twitter. You can find the show at CAF Podcast.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
You can find me at Definitely Stacy.
Look me up at Maybe Hiroshi.
You can find V at Typical Veronica.
And Josh is at It's Probably Josh. Bleep Bleep Bloop Podcast.
Doomsday. Right?
Doomsday.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, we lost my lane.
He came right back.
What the fuck?
What's so funny?
I just got done recording the line, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay.
You skipped out in the middle of it, and we were like, oh, Mike's gone.
That was so funny, because I was literally sitting there, and I'm like, okay, awkward silence.
Fuck you, tiny dick.
There's always one. We can't have one recording.
Already we've got bloopers for the bloopisode. I love it. Cthulhu really does not want us to get any release out this week.
No, he doesn't.
This one.
We're being punished.
So, we hope you share in our well wishes for our fallen... No, let's not say fallen.
Not. Let's
That's
not do
definitely
that.
Wrong, especially since it's Labor Day.
When's this coming out? The 11th?
Go back down the stairs.
You see Jason on all fours. He looks at you and his arms are trembling and his back is arched up.
Let me get you in the car first. I'm going to get him to the car and put him lying down in the back seat. Throw a blanket over him and say, "All right, buddy, hang on." Okay, I'm going to don the rubber and put it in carefully.
Oh, Ronald.
Hang in there, Jason. I think I'm going to have to phone this one in.
He is now sweating profusely.
Fine. Maybe find something for that. Can you see anything?
Yeah, I'll try to grab it.
Don't touch it. It's going through the skin. Don't touch it.
Let her do this one, and then when Josh and Veer are back, we'll let them
the business meeting.
Tell her can what they want to do with that.
Why are we still recording?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Just stop when we're ready?
Cthulhu and Friends is part of the Geekly Inc. network. If you like what you hear, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Drunks and Dragons, Cast of Thrones, Sayer, Dreadful Thoughts, Fistful of Pixels, or Top 5 of Death. You can also come over to Twitter and interact with us at cafpodcast.com or over on the forums at geeklyinc.com to get your fix. There, you can check out the shop and make sure to grab some merchandise that Cthulhu himself would approve of. Also, make sure to head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/cafpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this show better with each episode. When you've finished with picking up the brain matter from your computer, make sure to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And tell a friend about us too, unless you want Veronica to sick a Shoggoth on you. New episodes come out every other Thursday, so go subscribe and get ready to roll sanity.